Hi there, everybody, and welcome to this mince pie-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for being here as we await the arrival of Santa in some few hours' time. I thought I would come on and put a little bit longer than normal podcast together for your entertainment, and hope to then catch up with you folks again in a couple of days' time. So that's basically my agenda. And I thought inevitably, because we can't get away it, we're going to have to talk about the COVID. Yeah, the only agenda in town. And I see that a record 1.7 million Brits had COVID last week. Sorry, let me rewind that one. 1.7 million Brits had the cold last week, as they do pretty much every winter. And then, oh my God, 10 postcodes with the highest rates in England are within 3 square miles of South London. And 1 in 20 people in the capital was infected. Oh, they're infected. Oh, I see. Oh, they're infected. They're what? They're brimming with disease? Nah, they've got the cold. Those that have actually got it. The rest of them have probably got false positives. But anyway, daily cases hit a new record of 122,000. Daily cases, And of course, this is the media playing the narrative, which they play all the time now, tried and tested narrative, talk about cases, 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 and then pretend that the cases equals infections, and then use that to say, well, let me give you the quote. Statistician said the super mutant Omicron variant was behind the UK's rapid infection growth last week. That probably explains why it was. When I was out in a big supermarket earlier, you know, so many sheep with their masks on. So many. Incredible. But nonetheless, that there we have it. That is what the headline is. So anyway, yeah, London's being battered hardest. So it's like a storm by the super mutant Omicron variant. Oh, it's laughable, isn't it, folks? It's really, really pathetically laughable. Meanwhile, forget about the 122. Let's talk about what's the only significant measure? The number of people that died. Meanwhile, so we have 137 people, 137 COVID deaths happened last week. That's from a population of about 70 million, 137. Quick, everybody. Sage, you're right. Lockdown Santa. Lockdown Santa. Him and the elves are going to have to self-isolate at this rate because London's so dangerous. Surely he can't go to London. If Santa goes to London, he's going to have to surely self-isolate. Meanwhile, hospitalizations are dangerously close to the government's threshold of 400 for more national restrictions, reaching 386 today. Sorry, yes, 2 days ago. So, yeah, looks like hospitalizations in London are, oh, maybe London's going to have to go into some kind of lockdown. They'd probably love it in London if they had a lockdown, actually. All those bedwetters in our capital would probably be delighted about the prospect of having a bit of a lockdown. But, of course, all of this insanity, which it is being driven by this mass hysteria about got to get lateral flow test, a latty flow. I thought a latte flow was something you got in Starbucks, but no, apparently latte flow, that's a trendy word. You don't say a lateral flow, you say, I've got latte flow. Have you had a latte flow? Yeah, I've done 6 today. I had 1 for breakfast, 2 after lunch, 2 before tea, and 1 before I went to bed. Yeah, I had 6 latte flows, and I've tested negative so far. So far, I'm negative, but that could change at any time. And obviously, if I sneeze or if I have a runny nose, well, then that's it. I'm under the stairs for the next 10 days, hiding in absolute fear of what could happen. So, yeah, this, I mean, I think there was 1.6 million tests done 2 days ago. This country is testing itself more proportionately than any other country in the world. And the government loves that. And the suckers are all, giving themselves latte flows, literally on the hour, every hour. And, you know, I mean, the thing about it, I know someone who tested positive on a lateral flow 2 days ago. And they were thinking, oh, God, that's it. Christmas is ruined. So what did they do? They went and had a PCR. And what did the PCR say? Negative. Do you see how this one works? It's just a complete scam. It's an absolute scam. It's an absolute scam. So what other stories have we got that we can talk about? Let's see. Oh, well, all you builders and transport workers out there, the Office of National Statistics show that people in what are termed as the elementary, the trades, are the least likely to have their booster. Well, once again, my respect for builders and transport workers increases. Apparently, almost 40% of employees in skilled construction and building trades have had an extra dose. 39%, along with, so yeah, therefore, what does that mean? So that means what, 60% of them haven't? Yeah, I stand with the 60%, along with 42% of plant and machine operatives. So yeah, so the ONS has come up with this, you know, which occupations have had the most. So who have had, let's laugh at those who have taken the booster. So according to the ONS, occupations with the highest take-up were health professionals, 75%, health and social care associate professionals, whatever that is, 58%, and those working in secretarial and related jobs, 58%. Then what? Around a third of sports players in England are estimated to have received their booster. A third of sports players. Wow. Ooh. Look out for all those collapses on the pitch that will be coming very soon. But hang on a second. Some occupations, apart from the ones that I've mentioned, have had a very low take-up. Plasterers. Oh, my God. 67% of you plasterers didn't take your booster. Waiters and waitresses, same. Chefs, same. Bar staff, same. Forklift drivers, 63% of them. And so these are the sensible people. These are the folks. Oh, but hang on a second. What have we got? Amongst other occupations with high levels of unvaccinated workers are fitness instructors. Wow, these are good. Listen to this. Get this. This is amusing. So roughly high levels of unvaccinated workers are fitness instructors. 17.4% of them have been jabbed. So I guess that means that, what's that? 80% of them haven't, roughly. Actors. Oh, actors, entertainers and presenters. What is this suggesting that, 15% of them? I'm not sure the way they're presenting these stats. No, I think it says 15% of them haven't been jabbed or whatever. It's the usual confusing way they put things. Muslims were the least likely religious group to have received a booster. So 54% of Muslims haven't taken a booster. Yeah. And 25% of Black Caribbean ethnicity are estimated not to have even had a first vaccine dose. Oh, no. Oh, no. But hang on a second. You going to punish those people, are you? Are you going to be racist? Are you going to be actually discriminating against the black people? Are you going to do that? Looks like it. So, yeah, so they're wearing their pants about, yeah, this group, that group, they're not, you know, I bet you every civil servant, or at least a lot of them, have taken their quadruple jab, probably. Let's see what other nonsense is the media pushing. Oh, yeah, this one got me. Sorry, Santa, you're too white, straight and male. Young people now want Father Christmas depictions to be black, Middle Eastern or Asian, and 60% vote he should be gay, and 45% want him to be a woman. So I guess if he was a black gay woman, that would tick the ethnicity box. That would tick all the diversity boxes. So yeah, we're sick of Santa. Apparently a survey by YouGov has found that 60% of 18 to 24-year-olds think it is acceptable for Santa to be gay. Uh-huh, really? You think a guy who comes down the chimney into children's bedrooms should be perfectly reasonable that he should be gay? Okay. 41% think he should be, it was not okay, mind you, including 17% of lesbians, gays, and bisexuals. What else have we got? 50% are happy for an ethnic minority Santa, with most favoring a Middle Eastern Santa, perhaps a nod to his origins as St. Nicholas. Right. Okay. Okay. So they want him to be black. Homosexual Santa. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is the sort of unbelievable crap that is produced at this time of the year by agencies, by PR agencies trying to hook people on nonsense stories. And that's a nonsense story, basically. Although this isn't a nonsense story. It's kind of sad, this one. So get this. Up to 1 million Brits will be spending Christmas in self-isolation after testing positive for the common cold in the last 10 days. Many of them say they haven't got any symptoms, but as they turn on family and friends and blame them for passing on the virus. Honestly, this country is so screwed with these kind of half-wits. They're saying that 695,000 Brits will definitely spend Christmas in isolation, but the number could be, that could rise further between today and tomorrow. And so it could be 890, almost 1 million, I suppose. That is pretty much where we are. So it looks like, anyway, in the UK, we've got this strange situation where England, Scotland, and Wales, the little authoritarian thugs in charge of those countries, have leapt into more restrictions immediately to ruin Christmas, New Year. But Boris has held back. Boris has held back. Now, is this because Boris has just decided, well, the best strategy is to do nothing and watch and see what happens? Because we know now, beyond any shadow of doubt, and some of us, as you know, have been saying this for weeks and weeks and weeks, turns out Omicron, the super mutant Omicron, is about 70% less worrisome than Delta. Yeah, so it may be more infectious. That doesn't matter. The fact is the symptoms are extraordinarily mild. And of course, if everyone got it, then we'd have complete herd immunity. So we should be welcoming the spread of Omicron, because we know it then gives people lifelong immunity from this particular coronavirus. That would be good, wouldn't it? Although, mind you, whilst Boris has held back and spurred England, Boris has also suggested Jesus wants people to get boosters over Christmas. Now, I don't know about you, but I find this really, really, really offensive. This notion, as a Christian, I am really annoyed at the way at which the Archbishop of Canterbury and now Boris Johnson have both chosen to suggest that Christ would have wanted people to take a needle with an experimental drug just because reasons. That's what they're suggesting. How dare they? How dare they do that? Johnson has no shame. Or Welby has no shame either. These people are really quite monstrous when you think about it. But whether or not we get to the new year without restrictions in England still remains to be seen. I noticed that Jenny Harris has said that the official findings at Omicron may be are less deadly. Let's drop this. It may be less likely to result in serious illness. It does result in less serious illness. It absolutely does. And the head of the UK HSA, Jenny Harris, who is pretty much a halfwit, nonetheless has said that it was too early to retract her statement that the variant was the most serious the UK had faced during the pandemic. So, as you know, she went on record saying that, and that's why I'm saying she's an idiot, because the information from South Africa is clear, and we keep seeing this, that the so-called Omicron variant is just so much less, serious, resulting in so much less illness, so fewer hospitalizations. It's the least serious threat the UK has faced. Even though she wants to pretend, well, we can't be sure about that yet. When can we be sure about that? Probably in about 10 years' time, I would imagine. So let's see what other stories have we got. I see what is suggested, and this actually is true. Shoppers avoid city centres on Christmas Eve, according to figures. So you're seeing the footfall in London. Central London shoppers fell by 30% as the capital's high Omicron cases deterred visitors. Outside of London, it's back by about 10%. I would believe that. I was actually out today, and the place that I was in was remarkably quieter than normal. So this was an out of town, by the way. So I know they're trying to say, oh, people have deserted the city centres for the out of town places. I was in an out of town place, and I have to say that it wasn't as busy as I thought, which was really, really good. What there was a huge amount of sheep. Oh my goodness, the amount of masked sheep. Oh, with some of them looking so scared when they saw a pure blood with no mask coming their way. Yeah, they didn't like that. Some of them were cross. They were thinking, look at this guy. He wants to kill us. Yeah, but you've all been jabbed. You've all had your first, second, probably booster jabs. You've been jabbed up to the eyeballs. But what, you think I can kill you because I'm not wearing a mask and because I'm healthy and because I don't have the cold/Omicron? I mean, this is the irrationality of these times, don't you think, folks? I mean, it's absolutely, the masses have been driven to the brink of complete hysteria and complete irrationality. And that's the truth of the matter. And that's been the government strategy. It means if they can keep the panic going, they can keep everything else going. Now, the Guardian reports, however, that ministers are apparently due to make stricter rules, or to decide on whether or not there's going to be stricter rules on Monday. So here we are today on Friday. So on Monday, 27th, they will assess the latest data given to SAGE and then decide on possible return to step two. At this point in time, I don't know which way it's going to go. There's no reason for it, of course, but it's just whether or not the UK can continue to be completely dysfunctional with England, with Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland doing one thing, treating Omicron as if it's Delta, when it's nothing like the sort. But the politicians love that because it gives them the thing that they want above all else, and that is power. They want power. Now, one of the things in Northern Ireland, which may have escaped your attention because the media didn't want to talk about it, was that the restrictions here have been altered as well. And those restrictions mean that from the 7th of January, it is now mandatory to wear masks in all indoor settings. And there is no exemptions given for that, other than those which have been medically provided. Now, this is an interesting breach of the 2010 Equalities Act, which says that those who say they cannot wear a mask are allowed to not wear a mask. That's been changed in Northern Ireland. It's the only part of the UK where this nasty little bit of legislation has been drafted in. So essentially, for example, if you are the survivor of sexual trauma and you've got an aversion to wearing masks, tough. You're going to have to put your mask on. You're going to have to put your mask on pretty much in every circumstances for everyone, for the common cold. That's it. This is the hate-driven agenda of the medical profession. And if you know, before we get to the end of the year, I'm going to give you my top 10 most hateful groups of 2021. And I can assure you that so-called medical experts are going to be right up there amongst them as the most contemptible, most hateful, most driven by absolute power. They just love power. So I'm going to talk about those before the end of the year. But anyway, we'll see on Monday whether or not England falls in the way that, Scotland and Northern Ireland and Wales have fallen. We shall find out and see then. So I think, folks, that brings this little longer than normal, but it's the only one I'm doing today, podcast to an end. And before I go, I do want to take the opportunity to wish each and every one of those of you who listen to this and who have come here since we've started this podcast channel back in June, a very, very Merry Christmas. And I will see you the other side of the festivities. So I should be back in a couple of days' time. In the meantime, hope you all have a great time. I hope you all keep a sense of balance about this, a sense of humor about it as well. It is important that we don't let our spirits be crushed by those who delight in such things. And again, I thank you for all of your support thus far. And I'm looking forward with great excitement for the things that we can do in 2022, because it's going to be tough, folks, but we are the tough people. You know, what is it they say? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Yeah, you and I, we're the tough guys in this scenario, and we won't be bending the knee, and we won't be submitting, and we won't be complying. No, sorry. And ultimately, we're going to prevail. So that's my Christmas message to you. Be of good cheer, and I'll catch you folks very, very soon. Thanks so much for your time.